It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Somebody, hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, the Scripps National Spelling Bee.
Yes.
Is celebrating its 100th anniversary this year. And
wow.
It's happening this week.
This week.
Yes. Today, I think, is the semifinals.
There's spelling.
Yes. So a key impetus for the first spelling bees was Noah Webster's spelling books. First published in 1786 and known colloquially as the Blue-backed Speller, Webster's spelling books were an essential part of the curriculum of all elementary school children in the United States for five generations.
So you're saying spelling books, that's different than a dictionary.
Yeah.
So it didn't have the meaning, just the spelling of the word?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Spelling bees became widespread across the United States during the 19th century as a way to motivate students to learn standardized spelling. They were usually held in individual schools and towns and were not nationally organized. But all that changed in 1925 when the National Spelling Bee was formed as a consolidation of numerous local spelling bees, and it was organized by the Courier-Journal newspaper in Louisville, Kentucky. 11-year-old Frank Neuhauser won the very first National Spelling Bee held that year by successfully spelling gladiolus.
Oh, gosh.
Gladiolus. Yeah.
Yeah.
He defeated 9 finalists on stage who had been whittled down from approximately 2 million school children. He had prepared for the bee by copying the dictionary into a blank notebook.
Whoa.
That's a way to do it. I mean, that's a good way to study it, I guess.
That's commitment, you know?
That is. Neuhauser met U.S. President Calvin Coolidge and was awarded $500 in gold pieces for his victory.
Not bad.
His hometown of Louisville, Kentucky also gave a parade in his honor and presented him with bouquets of gladioli.
Oh, that's nice.
Flowers. Yeah. Which is what he
spelled. And he could spell them.
Yeah. The first girl to win was Pauline Bell, also of Louisville, the following year.
Well, Louisville cleaning up. What's up down there?
The E.W. Scripps Company acquired the rights to the program in 1941. The bee is held in late May or early June of each year. It's open to students who have not yet completed the 8th grade, reached their 15th birthday, nor won a previous National Spelling Bee. To qualify for the Scripps National Spelling Bee, you must win a regional competition. Regional spelling bees usually cover many counties, with some covering an entire state, U.S. territory, or foreign country. So it's not necessarily just the United States.
That's interesting. I didn't realize that.
For the first 3 decades of the bee, the spelling competition was held on a single day. This presented no problem in the bee's early years, which had only 9 contestants in 1925 and didn't crack 50 contestants before 1950.
Mm.
After the 1957 bee took almost 10 hours to complete, the bee moved to a 2-day format in 1958. So the Merriam-Webster Unabridged is the official dictionary of the Scripps National Spelling Bee.
That's the one I should be studying.
The National Spelling Bee uses a panel to select words, with each word vetted for difficulty and suitability for the specific round of competition. A speller is given 90 seconds from when a word is first pronounced to spell it completely. During this time limit, the speller is allowed to ask the pronouncer for the word's definition, part of speech used in a sentence, language of origin, alternate pronunciations, root, and they can also have them repeat the word.
Mm, yeah. But 90 seconds,
yeah. It's not long.
And they have to say the word, spell the word, say the word. Is that the official way of doing it?
I think so. I guess so. Yeah, I guess it is how
that's
they do
how
it.
I, yeah, that's how yeah. I always hear it.
In 2019, the spelling bee ran out of words that might challenge the contestants and ended up having 8 winners.
Holy cow, really?
Yeah.
They couldn't
I guess they were
just grab a dictionary?
Kids were too smart, I guess, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. The winner of this year's bee will receive $52,500 in cash.
Nice round number.
Well, it's like $50,000 from the Scripps, whatever, and then like $2,500 from Merriam-Webster or something like that, but it's $52,500 in all, which is pretty good.
Yeah,
pretty good.
Sure. I'm not. Yeah.
Plus, they get reference works from Britannica and Merriam-Webster, and a trophy and $1,000 contribution to a school of their choice.
Wow.
But there's also cash prizes for the top 7 spellers. So
good.
Long as you're in the top 7,
you're gonna walk away with
walk
something.
Walk away with some cash. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. That's what you want.
The Bees National Finals were first broadcast live on NBC in 1946. The 2025 preliminary and final rounds will be broadcast this year on ION.
Oh, I haven't heard of ION.
I think it's one of the, I think it's, yeah.
That's a channel I've heard. I thought it was going to be some weird, you know.
No, it's on ION, yeah. So the semifinals, if you're interested, are tonight at 8 o'clock, followed by the finals live tomorrow, also at 8 o'clock. This year, there are 243 spellers competing.
Yeah.
The youngest is just 8 years old.
That's adorable.
Yeah.
And also, wow.
Texas has the largest representation with 22 national competitors.
Jeez.
California is next with 20, followed by Ohio and Illinois. And Florida and New York both have 12.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Yeah.
Anybody locally from New York that we should know about?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well,
we'll find out.
I'll watch tonight,
yeah,
sir.
Watch out and you let us know.
I'll let you know. Mm-hmm. You picked out a record to go along the Scripps National Spelling Bee, did you, Sarah?
Yeah. So we're going to play a song that has some spelling in it. We're going to play Method of Modern Love by Hall & Oates.
They do spell.
Yeah.
Sarah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world. Those crazy spellers, Hall & Oates, Method of Modern Love, the name of the song. Sarah, do you remind us why did we just play that record?
Well, because we were talking about the Scripps National Spelling Bee,
sure,
which is
we're
celebrating its 100th anniversary, and the semifinals are tonight.
You got
so.
It. Let's, best of luck to everybody.
Yeah.
Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right, the first National Spelling Bee was organized by a newspaper.
The winner of the Spelling Bee gets over $50,000 in cash and prizes.
And the youngest speller competing this year is just 8 years old.
8 years old.
Yeah.
Wow. Wowie, wowie. And is there a certain state that's won the most spelling bees?
I think Texas. I think I saw that it was Texas.
Texas
won
is the big
most,
one?
Yeah.
And they've got the most contestants
the most contestants this year.
This
yeah.
year. California number two.
And then Ohio, Illinois, and then Florida, New York.
Yeah, all right. Well, I mean, those are heavily populated states.
I did look at the winners. There's a list of winners on Wikipedia, you can see. But there was somebody from Syracuse won. In, what was it, like
1976. So it's been 48 years since Western Central New York has represented with a win.
Yeah, let's go. Let's get somebody else in there. Let's do it.
Let's do it this year. If folks want to learn more about the Scripps National Spelling Bee, Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my Wiki blog.
Right.
If you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Plus, you can watch it live on Facebook when you listen to it on the radio. You can watch it live on Facebook every day at 4:10 and catch the archives of it on YouTube. Go to YouTube, search out Sarah's Wiki Corner. The entire library is there for you to look and listen to at your leisure. Plus, you get to see the images of what we talk about. You're back tomorrow, fresh episode for a Thursday.
Yes.
Throwback Thursday
Throwback
edition.
Thursday.
That's tomorrow. Have a great day, Sarah. Thank you.
You too.
Traffic, weather, Billy Joel, and Brian Adams on the way on Legends 102.7.